in the dedication of the Temple of Solomon, they slaughtered 2,000 bulls, imagine, and 20,000 sheep. These are figures difficult to believe, but so we read in the Bible. And apart from this enormous amount of animal blood, imagine 2,000 cows dead. There's no room here for them. We have the human blood which ran abundantly after the many battles that Yahweh ordered against Jebusites, Amorites, and all the other nations the Hebrews found in their way to the promised land. Being Yahweh, a universal omnipotent, now we have right to think, and think you with me. Being Yahweh, a universal omnipotent and spiritual God, for what he wanted so much blood? Why was he demanding exactly the same thing that the other gods were demanding? Moloch, Baal, Beelzebub, Astarte, Marduk, Zeus, Jupiter, all demanded the same thing. Blood, blood, blood. Is it not strange? In Christianity, we find the same cult to the blood, but sublimized. Freudian term. Sublimated. I don't know how you say in English. Christian redemption and the center of all its theology is the blood poured by a man who died on a cross. In every Mass celebrated in the Catholic Church, and I celebrated many, the priest believes to drink the blood of Christ. And although Protestants don't take this rite so ad pedem litteri, so exactly, and they see it as something symbolical, nevertheless, in the bottom, they believe also that the blood of Christ was what made redemption of the human race. And the same is believed about their respective Christs by the other followers of other religions. The other Christs, Indra, Attis, Salivahana, Odin, Osiris, Quetzalcoatl, Bacab, Krishna, there are many Christs. The blood of their crucified, because most of the Christs died crucified, is a thing nobody knows. Krishna died crucified. Krishna was born in the same day that Christ was born. Krishna died in the equinoctial of the same season of the year. Krishna was born of a virgin mother and servants, and most of them repeat the same archetypal thing. The blood of their crucified God was the instrument of their redemption. If from the Pentateuch and the Gospels we go to the Popol Vuh, the Bible of the Mayas, is a marvelous book, we find that Trinity, they had also a Trinity,